And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and of course, 10:90 a.m. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Islands, where we will stay even for when we're back on the fan there, even though they have beautiful studios over there at the fan. Next week, I told them we're staying right here and delivering the same way. So we're fantastic. We will have a new streaming network, thanks to George, and that's going to be a really super clean streaming network, so that'll be super fun. But that starts next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. And Wayne Cotto is here. This is the tribute show for Wayne here. He's retiring. No!
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it.
No! Yes, he is, but well-deserved.
Yep.
Well-deserved, and we're just thrilled to be able to honor such a great guy and all the work that you've done, Wayne. So, and we're giving away a great prize. A lot of phone calls have been packed, and texts are like hundreds.
Yeah, it's been a very, very busy morning. Everybody wants to say thanks to Wayne for everything you've done on our behalf. I'm certainly one of those guys, man. Thank you so much. And we're having a great show. And if you want to get your chance to do that, give us a call this morning. The best way to do it is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. We've said it before. Texting the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download, and the only way that you can text the show is through the app, and a great way to listen to all the archive shows. You'll be able to hear the show next weekend on our brand new stream. Nothing will change if you're a Let's Talk Hookup app listener. Everything stays the same as it always has been. And again, it's your only way to send in your text questions. Make sure that you include your contact info with a text too, because you're the lucky winner at the end of the show today. We want to get you this fantastic prize. Speaking of the prize, one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show is going to win a $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels and a $100 gift certificate to Seawald Photo Gallery to choose from over 120 photos from all over the world, personally signed and titled by Michael Seawald. Again, check out Seawald.com. That's SEEWALD.com. And you're going to see some amazing images when you do. Really, really impressive.
Yeah. And I might add, too, YouTube and Facebook Live stays the same. So if you watch us on YouTube and Facebook Live, that all stays the same. The only thing that changes is we'll be on 97 through the fan. So that's it's the radio station. Won't be on 1090 anymore. We will be on 97 through the fan. So we're super excited of that because that is the home of the Padres.
Yes, sir.
And I know there's a lot of Dodger fans out there, including myself.
Get out of here.
Quasi Dodger fan.
Yes,
but you know, it's a giant station now, and we're super excited to build some new audience and get a lot more people involved in fishing and Let's Talk Hookup. So speaking of a guy that gets a lot of people involved in sport fishing, Bill Shedd from APCO's on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Pete. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. We're having fun talking about all the incredible things that Wayne has done over his 9.5-year tenure of CCA. And I know you've been right at the forefront of that, being the president of the board.
Well, love it that you're doing this tribute to Wayne. Totally, totally deserved, totally appropriate. And Wayne, thank you. You know, thank you.
I appreciate that, Bill.
I've had the opportunity to, over the last 50 years, to work with some really talented people, and I honestly can't think of anybody that worked any harder than what Wayne's worked. When I think of you, Wayne, I think of so many of our conversations where, you know, I was trying to remind you, hey, you can't do everything. You're going to burn yourself out. And, you know, your biggest challenge is going to be to figure out how to say no. And looking back on it all, I'm really happy you didn't listen. Amazing. You didn't burn yourself out. You were right. I was wrong. You were able to take on so many different things that helped CCA build a foundation. that we've got today, and build the respect of, you know, not just people on the board and people that are calling in here, and but people in the state that run fisheries issues. They know who CCA California is, and you've really built a foundation for CCA at California that has an opportunity to last many, many years. So heartfelt thank you, my friend.
I appreciate that, Bill.
That's cool.
You know, you guys set a pretty high bar with between you and Dave and the rest of the guys in the ASA and NMMA and, you know, the center and CCA National. There were so many important people that were mentoring me along the way, and I just couldn't disappoint y'all. I just couldn't do it. And I think that drove me even harder to want to succeed for CCA, for us, for the anglers, the sport fishing community. So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
You know what always amazes me about this man, Bill Shedd, is his drive and hard work that he puts into so many things, including AFCO and all the great stuff that you and your family have done at AFCO. But the time that he puts in to CCA California and all the efforts, all the conservation efforts that AFCO puts in, not only time but also money too, is incredible. And Bill, it couldn't be done without you and your efforts
and leadership.
Well, Pete, thank you. But you know, I think what happens is, I'm not totally sure why, but I get a lot of credit for things that a whole lot of other people do. And I think it's important for all of your listeners to know that one of the things that's made CCA so successful, I mean, obviously everybody sees he's Wayne, and he deserves all the credit and all the accolades that he can receive. But there's also a board of directors that makes CCA Cal really unique. And you mentioned IGFA and CCA National and the ASA and the Center and the NMMA. Our board members are full of guys who have spent many years on their boards and working with those associations. So we have the ear and we have the involvement of those national organizations. So many of our successes that we've had, they come in part from the help that we get from those other national organizations, and that's due to our other board members and the relationships of those entities. So CCA Cal is an organization that has the opportunity to do amazing things for the sport fishing community in the future. And listeners and folks, if we can't continue to build on CCA Cal, we're not going to have another organization. There's been several organizations before us. CCA Cal has the best board, the best staff, has the best shot at lasting the long, long term. And frankly, if it doesn't last, we're all going to lose our fishing rights. I mean, it's that clear, it's that obvious for those of us that have been around this for a while. So, you know, the hope is that we can continue to build on what Wayne and others have started. And if we can, we'll all be able to have access in the future. If we can't, all we'll have is just fish stories.
Yeah.
Old fish stories.
That is so true.
Yeah, totally.
And we all have to fight. It's a group effort. And if you're not a member of CCA California, you need to be today, because this is a real deal. And you know, one thing I want to mention, Bill, is Dave from Akuma. I was trying to get a hold of him to be a part of this show.
Done.
I think he's overseas, right?
Doug from Akuma.
Oh, excuse me. Doug from Akuma. Yeah. Doug. Dave Pfeiffer was on the show earlier, but Doug from Akuma, who puts so much hard work, is now the board president. He puts so much hard work, and I don't want to go through the show here without recognizing his hard work and all the efforts that he makes too, right, Bill?
Hey, I've got to echo that. I mean, Doug from Akuma has stepped up in this last year or so. We kind of changed the administrative organization of CCA Cal, and the executive committee reports to Doug, and he's done just an unbelievably fantastic job. You can't even believe the amount of time that he's putting into this, and I just want to echo what you're saying. There's lots of folks kind of behind the scenes that you don't see that are making this a success. But this is a tribute to Wayne. And, Wayne, again, thank you, man. I have so much personal respect for the job that you've done and the energy you've put into it. And I love you, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Bill.
Awesome,
Bill.
Thanks. Bill Shedd from AFCO. Appreciate you being a part of this show, Bill. Thank you very much for all you do. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Good show.
Thanks,
right.
Bill.
Thanks very much. That's cool. Yeah, a lot to talk about that. Boy, I tell you what, the phones are packed. Let's jump back on that, Rick.
Yeah, you got it, man. Well, how about we jump right back into the phones and talk to Arnie, and Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Wayne. Wayne, I really have to thank you for everything you've done for us. It's like the way I got into CCA was actually through you and my fuck up. I met you at a remote. You weren't pushy about CCA. You kept educating me about it. And then the local chapter needed somebody to take photos. So they knew I had a camera and stuff, and I did a lot of photos for the show. So they brought me in, and it really opened my eyes. Once I met the board, went to your event, and then that's what made my decision to get involved. And I got to thank you a lot because you really opened my eyes a lot to a lot of things that go on that I would have never done. And I'm very proud to be part of CCA.
I appreciate that, Arnie.
You work really hard, Arnie, and and thank you so much for the call, and thank you so much for all your hard work that you put into CCA California San Diego chapter. And that brings up the subject of guys like Arnie, and there's a lot of guys like Arnie that work their tails off, and all volunteer work, mind you, all volunteer, because they care about the resources, they care about the future of our fishery, and that's why they support CCA California. But there's a lot of guys like Arnie out there in the San Diego chapter, in the Orange County chapter, in all the different chapters up and down the coast that have helped you out, right, Wayne?
Well, it's more than that. There's only 3 employees for the whole state of California.
Yeah.
Everybody else, the whole state board, the local chapters, all the volunteers, they are all volunteers helping us.
Right.
And we cannot do it alone. One person cannot carry all that water. They just cannot.
Yeah.
So we have to learn to work with people, educate people, get people involved. Pass the passion, and that's what I did with Arnie, and he passed it on. Look at what he's doing with the local fishing clubs and organizations down here.
Really great.
That's exactly what Grassroots is all about and why we're going to be successful is because of those relationships.
Yeah, and there's an event. The events are what make it happen. That's the fundraisers, and there's a big event that sounds super cool coming up for the CCA California San Diego chapter, right, Wayne?
That's correct. We got the Calfina event for San Diego. It's going to be the Angler's Night Out at Calfina
Calfina is a tequila company in Oceanside.
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad.
Carlsbad on January 16th.
Uh-huh.
And so
that's like a distillery, right?
Yeah, and they have a huge area to go hang out. They have couches and pool tables and all this nice area to go hang out in. And they're going to have a guest speaker, Mike Rabbi. He's going to talk about the ghosts of the Pacific. So it's going to be a fun event. It's $30 to get in, but that includes, there's a food truck there and all the tequila and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be three free drink tickets along with that $30.
Wow.
And you know what? It's about having some fun while being educated and being introduced to what CCA is doing. So come out and have fun, right? And that's important. That we got to make sure that why we got into the sport of fishing was to have fun, not to just do government work. So let's have fun, raise a little money, get educated at the same time, and it all works out for all of us.
And when is that event?
January 16th.
Okay.
At Calfina in Carlsbad.
That's cool.
And so ccacalifornia.org, just go to the events page and you can see all that stuff.
Absolutely. Or look at it on our Facebook page and Instagram page also.
Another event we talked about yesterday is Talking Sharks at the San Diego Anglers on January 8th at Portuguese Hall. Doors open at 6. Seminar starts at 7, but that's a super cool event. Check the San Diego Anglers website for more information on that event too. January 8th. Rick, will you have a great day?
I thought so. Says, good morning, guys. Thanks for keeping us. Well, Wayne, thank you for keeping us informed about all of the issues over the year that we're facing in our fishing industry. I have a question about the lowered limits and protected fish. When those happen, do they usually have a goal of hoping to increase the limits back to normal, at least in the case of reds and coppers being an example? Another one, black sea bass being a protected species, I would love to see a lottery tag system like deer or other big game that the state manages for black sea bass. Looking at the history of fish and wildlife, it seems like it can be a slippery slope. Once they're gone, they seem to be gone forever. Thanks for everything you've done for us from Rory and Lakeside.
Hey, Rory and Lakeside. That's very good. Two things. One, once they go down, it does not mean that they're going to stay down. We're doing conservation efforts to try to bring the stocks back. And once they get rebuilt, then we can look at it to try to bring those bag limits back up. But you don't want to get right back into the situation that you had. And so it's all about controlled release. The thing with Calcod, that was one that I had brought up, that we might be able to do that tag system like we do on the wildlife side. The problem is that we do not have that application available to us yet. So while it's been proposed and people are thinking about it, it's trying to get somebody to get off the dime to actually start implementing that process, because it is a systematic and application change at the Department of Fish and Wildlife to do it. And then you will have to go through regulation changes also. So there's a lot to it. It is not a done deal that it will not happen. I believe it is something, because we do it on the wildlife side, that we should be doing. We just got to get people to get behind it and sponsor that up. So it just takes somebody to get behind it and do it.
There you go. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all your work, and enjoy the after work now. You know, it's got to be really satisfying when you go out fishing, and you know you got the right guy when he goes fishing on his off time, right? You just got back from the trip, and here you're talking fishing again. You know, it's got to be really satisfying being out there and know that you're fighting for us to be there. And it's just great. And I didn't know they had lifetime fishing licenses. I caught that on Florida when the governor was handing out half-price fishing licenses for a lifetime to spur it up again, you know, after the hurricanes. And I was wondering, do we have lifetime in California?
Absolutely. We've had them forever that I know of. But, yeah,
really?
Yeah, Dan,
I didn't know that.
A scale based on your age. Ricky can talk about it because he's been selling them at the landing.
Yeah, to get a license, to get a lifetime license, I believe you need to go directly through the department. I know at least our license, they call them terminals, and terminals are oddly different where you go. Like our terminal, because we're a sport fishing landing and we can sell a different style of one-day license for guys going half-day fishing, it limits some of the other things we can do. It's a weird system, but it works. So we can't sell you a lifetime license. I believe the only way to get them is directly through the department, but I could be wrong. You know, there could be other terminals you can't get them for, and it's a sliding scale on when you buy it. And I know the least expensive license for a lifetime, I believe, is for a person who's not of license buying age yet. You know, like Wayne just popped it up. So a 0 to 9 year old for a lifetime is only $680.
Wow.
When you go,
that would be a good investment.
Yeah. When you go 10 to 39, you know, the you know, you're still a few years away from buying a license, but at least you know that person is likely going to be a fisher person. That jumps up to 1,100, and it's 1,112. It starts to drop back down after the age of 40, which I can't believe I'm in the age bracket where my license is starting to go down
like
already. It goes down to almost $1,000 even.
Uh-huh.
And then from 62 and up, it drops back down below again to that $679.
So what you're saying is if you're 0 to 5 or 4...
Zero to nine.
If you buy one before your ninth birthday,
I bought
birthday,
Wyatt a lifetime license right now, it'd be $680.
That's like almost a no-brainer.
Likely, by the time he's of fishing age, the license will probably, I mean, let's just be real, that'll probably be around $100. You know, they jump up above.
Yeah,
They don't, I always...
What's a license right now?
If you get a saltwater license with a couple of small additions that likely we would get, ocean enhancement, things like that, the license is in that $70 range. It's just shy of $70. Like a regular license and an ocean enhancement, I believe, is $68 and change.
Wow.
You know, it's probably going to be $75, $80. Maybe even up to close to $100 by the time my boys are old enough to fish. That means in 6 years it would pay for itself, and they'd have it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
That's it. You're right. That is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That sounds like birthday gift.
Sounds
out.
Like a birthday gift for Wyatt. Yeah. For sure.
That's
sure.
pretty cool.
Hey,
good info, Wayne.
Yeah, really good info. Thanks, Wayne. I have a great text here from Bill in Michigan. He says, Wayne, could you address the graduating college marine biology or ocean biology students? What would you say to them? Also, how could they help out the future of CCA studies and accomplishments? And thank you for all you've done.
Great text. We need more help. We need more marine biologists and scientists out there because there's so many things we don't know. A good example is when Brian Woolley just brought up about sand bass. There's a lot of things we don't know about sand bass. What's happening with our rockfish and why we're having bag restrictions. We're doing studies out there. We do not have enough people to help us do all the studies that need to get done. Whether you're doing it through the universities, through things like CCFRP for the tagging studies for the MPAs, whether you're doing it through the Jen Cassell Labs in Santa Barbara or any of these labs, right, that we have up and down our coastline, we need to know more. We don't know age class. We don't know fecundity studies. We don't have all these different pieces that are inputs to a stock assessment to give us more knowledge in cleaning up the forecasting models. Those are things that just we need more people. And we have the hatchery down here with the white sea bass. Well, who's to say that we don't expand that into other species? We're looking at it right now. Maybe we go into halibut. Maybe we go into sand bass. Maybe we go into some other species. We don't know that yet. But we need scientists to help us with that, to understand what we're up against and how we're going to get out of some of these situations. We just need more help. And I would say, if you're passionate about trying to help, I mean, look at everything that we're doing with the inshore. We're trying to clean up the health of the inshore. We need scientists to help us with that. We don't have all the answers. Yeah. We know what the problems are.
Good. Get them involved.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be great, for sure.
I had a great text that literally plays directly off of that on the opposite side and says, hey, good morning, guys. Again, a fantastic show. What can the local regular guys do to help CCAs, to help CCA in general, and then also to help CCA gain new membership? And then side note, great job, Wayne, for all the support you've provided us for many years. Thanks for everything, Doug and Claire.
Doug, that's a great question, and we always need it. We are a grassroots organization. In other words, it's all about the members. It's all about the people that are helping us. So at the local level, the members help us with our chapters. Our chapters do fundraisers and events like what we just talked about here in San Diego, Angler's Night Out, or one of our banquets, or that we work the shows, or we work any of those events that they talk about me going to. Well, that's what the members can help us with. We just don't have the bandwidth to be everywhere all the time. But you guys do. So if we can get our volunteers and members to go there and talk about CCA, talk about the issues. Now, it's two ways. You guys are local. Tell us what you hear. Bring it up the chain of command so we know what's going on, because we can't be everywhere. And then we tell you what's going on, and you distribute that back now. That's the whole way the organization can work. We can always use help with fundraising, obviously, because this is a very expensive thing that we do. And you know, communication, marketing, events, volunteer. Those are the things that you guys can do at the local level to help us all the time. If we put a call to action out where we need help getting out to legislators, writing letters and all that, we put an action item out there, help us get it distributed. Help get people into doing it. Now, those are the things. If everybody did that, it would make our job a lot easier.
For sure. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Harry in Chula Vista is up next here on Let's Talk Hook Up. Harry, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just met Wayne this past year, and he put a fire underneath me to actually investigate and try and learn about everything that he's talking about. And nitrogen in the by the power not power plant, the sewage treatment plant actually is one of our biggest problems on offshore waters. And Joy Zedler, one of the leading restoration scientists involved in wetland and marsh restoration, says that nitrogens will actually end up killing off our wetlands and marshes because of invasive weeds and species only being able to survive in what's given. And I spoke with a person who works for the San Diego City in their finance department to do with sewage treatment. And she says that all the pumps now need parts that have to be manufactured because the pumps are so outdated that it's a big process to even get one fixed. And the process takes a long time. Wayne, I'd like to know from you, what do you think we should present the public with in order to start treating nitrogen given off by the sewage treatment plant? And I wanted to thank you for everything you've done, and this is a burning issue for me, and I just can't seem to get it off my mind, and I think about it night and day and what I can do and who I can talk to.
Well, I think, appreciate that, Harry. So, yes, this is something that goes with the water quality and the releases that are happening, right, that are hurting our inshore waters and all of our waters. And it's bigger than going to one agency or one council. It's everybody going to their legislators to make this a priority because they're going to all have to work together to fund the upgrades that are going to be necessary to fix the problem. And right now, it is not popular because it's not sexy, right? But it's important. If we want to save our inshore waters, our habitat, from the pollution that we are causing through our releases, then we need to all get together and fix it. So get together with your friends, your neighbors, everybody that you know, and get them to start talking to their legislators to start getting them to start pushing that. I think at some point it's going to take legislation to do it, only because that legislation will then have to have funding allocations to it that will help it get fixed with a timeline. That's what I believe.
Hey, thanks for your call. Jim Salazar, the Saba Slayer himself, lobster guru, lots of titles that Jim has, and he's just an all-around great guy. But he says, I tried to call, but I couldn't get through. I was going to tell a story about two startups of CCA California or all the DFG commission and meeting resources and white sea bass meetings we went to, and your support of CCA kayak tournaments and all the fishing boat shows we attended. But I thought about it, and really, I just want to say thank you, Wayne.
I appreciate that,
cool,
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy and I go way back, and man, the things that we did in the beginning, the tournaments that he put on, the kayak support that he garnered through one of our tournaments, and all of it. I mean, Jimmy is another one that just behind the scenes does so much.
One of those guys that is out there in the trenches doing the right thing for future of the fish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
One of the good ones. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more fun with Wayne. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app of the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern
is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife, brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much fun hearing all these great stories and all the accomplishments of Wayne. I mean, I think we all knew about it, but it's sure nice to hear it. And, man, what a great way to tribute just an awesome guy that's deserving of every accolade and a whole lot more.
Yeah, and you have a great text from a good buddy, right?
I thought so, yeah. Another great a great friend, and that's Jim Hendricks. It says, Wayne, my friend, thank you so much for everything you've achieved on behalf of ocean anglers in California. You're leaving an astonishing legacy. Thanks for your mentoring and guidance on all the marketing efforts for CCA Cal. I'm proud to call you a good friend. I hope you enjoy your retirement.
I appreciate that, Jim Hendricks. Man, we couldn't do it without you either, man. You run our marketing and communications committee for CCA Cal.
He is another guy that
doesn't sleep either.
I mean, the guy works so hard for CCA California. It's like, how does he do it? And he has a job and doing all that he does. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, and Jim wanted to make sure that we recognize that the CCA Cal Star Tournament this year was a huge success and that we're putting it on again for next year. In Memorial Day to Labor Day, we already have the top grand prize, which is a Parker center console once again.
From West Coast Marine.
West Coast Marine. We have the Yamaha upgraded motor. We have an electronics package.
The 150?
Yes. Yeah. Got it again.
Electronics package from whom?
I don't know. I just heard about it, that they got the upgraded electronics. So there's a whole lot of things going on. We'll be at the shows and have the boat out there on display. So come on by, sign up. And they're going to expand the categories to help as we grow up the coastline. So stay tuned.
That was the most no-brainer tournament of the year. It's an inexpensive entry fee. It lasts for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, for months at a time. And everybody has a shot. And it's a lottery system. So you don't have to be a Wayne Coto expert-level fisherman. You can go and catch, you know, it was rewarding a trophy fish, but not an unachievable trophy. I thought that the sizes that everybody picked for, you know, bass and yellowtail and all those things were just dead on. I loved it. That's a great tournament.
You could catch one fish and win the grand prize.
Totally.
That was the point.
So cool.
For sure. Well, and hopefully they'll expand so San Diego anglers can fish in it too.
Let's let Mexico in there, huh?
For sure. At some limited, I mean, I understand the issues. You know, you can't do the long range thing or stuff like that.
Sure.
But you know, Coronado Islands.
Yeah,
you know,
come on.
It's not a north or something like that. Just like some kind of boundary there.
Come on, baby.
Duly noted.
There'll be a lot more San Diego participation with a little...
no question about it. A lot more money for CCA that way.
We stopped 12 miles from here. Let's expand that out a little bit.
Yeah, and you have to be able to understand, I think you have to live here, because that's what we do.
It's absolutely a very big deal.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Darren, but anyway, thank you for your role, Jim, and all the hard work that you do.
No doubt,
for
man.
Sure.
That's a fantastic tournament. Yeah. Hopefully it was as big of a fundraising success as it should have been, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
Yeah. Perfect. No kidding. Darren Amenifee writes,
Good morning, Pete and Rick. Thanks, Wayne, for all your hard work and dedication with CCA. Will you be at PCS, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show? What are the future plans, and who is taking over your CCA role?
So Chris Arechidera, our senior assistant director, is taking over the executive director spot. He got promoted. And, yes, I plan to be at PCS. I'm just not going to be there every day, and I'm not at this point in a booth full-time. So I might actually get to walk the show and see the show this year, which is something I don't always get to do.
What's it going to feel like to cruise around and just look at booths, have a cold one if you want? You know what I mean? Like, you get to cruise around, enjoy a cold beer, catch a seminar if you want to, hang out. Buy some fishing tackle.
You can go watch Dave Hansen.
So looking forward to this.
That's going
to
be cool. It's been so long since
I've been able to do that. So, Jim Hendricks just wrote us saying it is expanded into Mexico this year.
Hey, awesome news, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Great. Nice job.
Great info, buddy.
All right, so that means more participation from our local anglers, too. So, good job.
Great news. Hey, I had another fun text. Good morning, boys. I love the show. Wayne, thank you for all of the hard work you do on all of our behalves. Do you know if the current bag limits on vermilions and chuckleheads are temporary or locked in for the near future and for future to come? Also, do you have any thoughts on if the season might return, being April 1st, back to March 1st anytime soon? Cheers, and again, thank you for everything you do, Sean in Blossom Valley.
Sean, great questions. Right now, 2025, it's still the same. We go through cycles within the management, and right now we have to wait for the rest of the data to come in. Our Sport Fishing Association and others have been doing stock collection on the species, and then the scientists at National Marine Fisheries Service and others are doing the analysis of that. Hopefully we have enough data going into the next cycle that will move the needle on the tool, on the forecasting tools, and we'll have a positive results that it isn't as bad as they are claiming it is. And if that's so, then we can go through reg changes to try to bring the bag limits back up. Now, it's a combination of bag limits and dates and depths. So it's not just one or the other. And that's what we've been trying to do, is create the most amount of access year-round for the anglers, and that's been the goal. It's not easy. Somebody always gets hurt on one of those. But that is exactly what we try to do, is weigh all the different options of what can we do. And when we find it, we make a mistake, we renegotiate it, right? Yeah. And that's what happened up in Northern Cal, where they had to have a 20-fathom line developed because they can't get out the 50-fathom. It's just unrealistic up in Northern Cal. So once we found the problem, we worked with the department and came up with a solution for it. But, you know, we do our best.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. Steven from Encinitas is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Steven. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Wayne, I can't tell you how proud I am to be affiliated with CCA. As the vice president of the San Diego chapter, the last 10 years has been phenomenal. In fact, my becoming introduced to Wayne actually changed my life. When I first joined CCA, I was a retired expert witness, and my style was hit them over the head, snow roll them, put them in the ditch, and move on as a victor. And Wayne tempered me. He tempered me, and he said, tranquilo, loco, you need to be patient, and you need to be diplomatic. Wayne, you are the ultimate diplomat. Your skills as a listener and your skills as an orator are unsurpassed, and we are so lucky that you were the guy that fell in place to help CCA California get on the map. Thank you so much, and you changed my life. You win by changing hearts, and that is the key to cooperation and collaboration.
I appreciate that, Steve.
Really true.
I absolutely appreciate that.
And thanks for your hard efforts, Steve. I know you're at all the San Diego chapter stuff, and you dedicate yourself a lot to CCA California San Diego chapter. So thanks for all you do, too. And appreciate the call this morning. Some good stuff there.
Yep. I just wanted to read this one, too, a quick one, and it was just some awesome kudos. Good morning, guys. Great show. Wayne is the man and one of a kind. He's incredibly energetic, hardworking, and knowledgeable, and we are so lucky to have had his dedication to our sport as long as we had. Best of luck in your future endeavors, Wayne, and I look forward to fishing alongside you someday. That was from Kenny in San Diego.
Looking forward to it, Kenny. Let's show the rail, man.
Yeah.
It's time.
All right, here's a long one. I normally wouldn't read this long one, but it's from Dr. Daniel. And Wayne, is the buddy we all want. I am a CCA California board member and South LA chapter board member. Two quick stories. One, I had a couple of hundred guests at a party to celebrate my receiving my doctorate degree, and at the end, when teardown and cleanup was time came, there was Wayne helping the family ferry things back to our house. Are you
totally,
kidding me?
Totally.
Number two, my daughter wanted to go on a tuna trip, and our CCA lobbyist, Mark, arranged that charter that Wayne brought the gear. After a couple nighttime casts, Sinclair asked Wayne if she could try this setup. Within minutes, she was on and fighting her first bluefin. It was my Father's Day present from Wayne.
Absolutely. So cool. It was magical.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing better than any of us going on a trip and helping that person get that first fish.
Yeah.
To see the light bulb turn on to the point of, on that charter, we were having the people from Pacific Fisheries Management Council out. So we had people from all over the country out on that trip. Some of them getting them on their first tuna.
Yeah.
And I brought all the gear for them to use and jigs and stuff. They were fighting over one combo. It was so funny to watch. And
was that the one that got bit?
She had it.
She had it.
She was owning it. And they were like looking at it. If she put it down, they were grabbing it. Uh-huh. And she'd grab it back from them. That's it was cool. Just a hot jig at that time. And it was just funny to watch. But yeah, it was magical to watch. She is sparked up.
That's
she wants
rad.
To go fishing now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we want.
But that, you know, but that's Wayne.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know, when we do live broadcasts, there's Wayne at the end of the broadcast helping us tear down, helping us load stuff. I mean, I've seen it time and time again at all the events. He doesn't just go, like I would do, see you later, guys. Have a good time.
I've never beat Wayne to a live broadcast.
No.
Not one time. Wayne's been there before.
No.
I have every time.
Yeah. No, he's a dedicated guy.
No doubt about it.
And like Dr. Daniel says, a good friend to have on your side, for
yep.
sure. So
yep.
thanks for all that, Wayne.
Another great text. Wow, what a fun and great show, guys. Congratulations, Wayne. You need the official T-shirt, Gone Fishing. Thanks for all you do. My question is, where is your ultimate fisherman, or where is your ultimate fishing trip going to be for your retirement? Happy New Year's to all. That's from Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll.
Oh,
wow.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Great guy who's done a lot for CC.
Yeah,
too.
Appreciate Jeff.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, you know what? The bucket list is long. I've fished all around the world, but that bucket list is still very long. There's places that I want to get to or get back to. I just did the Amazon this year.
Yeah, you did.
I
was gonna ask,
did.
How was that?
That was phenomenal. It's magical. It's not for everybody, obviously, because you're right there on the equator. You're in the rainforest, and it's hot. You'll sweat. For 12 days, I sweated. I mean, but to go out there.
Do you want to do it again?
I will do it again.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat,
okay.
I'd do that again. Was it painful at times? Yes.
Yeah.
It's
you
hot, it's sweaty, you're working,
ones.
You work for those fish.
Yeah, they
You know,
yeah,
how you fish there
sore.
Is different, but it's so much fun. And I like to travel. I like to experience local flair. We got to go deliver medical supplies to a local village. We got to go hang out. It's just everything about it. I love traveling. I like to go all the different types of fishing. So my bucket list is very long, and I'm just going to keep working on them.
Good for you.
That's rad.
Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Bruce in Lemon Grove is up next on Let's Talk. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is what the status was of the Point Loma kelp beds.
Right
they
now,
were trying
Point
to close
Loma
them, from what I understood.
Yeah, but no, it's not closed. It's on a petition, which is in bin two. We just got through bin one, and the Fish and Game Commission has taken the recommendations of the department, and the process of setting up is looking favorable because it's sticking to what our agreements were of what was going to be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed within this process of the review, the CATL review of the petitions or of the MPAs. So there isn't supposed to be any wholesale changes. There's not supposed to be any huge additions. And that is something that they're sticking to. So Point Loma should be killed in the next round, that petition.
Of course, there is still that end of Point Loma MPA that still exists and is
yeah, that,
still there.
So it was only supposed to be minor tweaks to help improve enforcement or additions that will help with the connectivity and other things. There's like these four pillars that they put out there. So no wholesale changes was one of the major points that they made out to everybody. None of those.
And so, that was a huge deal for the lobster, commercial lobster guys.
Absolutely.
Because that's their zone.
Exactly.
I mean, like Cameron Cribbins was like, he flew to Sacramento to testify because it's like, this is my livelihood.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
this
is we had a few people that came up to Sacramento during that hearing. So, no, that's exactly right. And hopefully cooler heads prevail on this and they stick to their agreed upon rules of engagement.
By the way, Cameron just bought the Mission Bell.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And he'll be on the show here coming up in January.
Yeah,
so,
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. So, Cameron, we're looking forward to fishing with you on the classic Mission Bell. Are you kidding me?
What a great move that was, too. An awesome boat. That was a great move by all parties involved. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good one from Quitman Fontana. Good morning, guys. Great show and info. My question is for Wayne. When joining CCA, are we joining a specific chapter or just CCA? How do we get involved with local chapters?
So what happens is as you sign up, they look at your zip code and they'll assign you to the chapter that's in your zip code. So then as we put out informational emails or blasts, we'll contact you through your email that you put in there.
So Montana would be in the Riverside chapter or the Inland Empire.
Inland Empire.
Chapter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you sign up on the website, are you joining, is that joining national and then like the events go to, or just wherever your money always goes to support your local chapter?
Well, the annual membership all goes to CCA National because that supports the overall cause. Anything that we do fundraising-wise, anything that we do in and above that, local lifetime licenses and all that, or lifetime memberships, all of that goes and stays in California.
Got it.
Like, for example, I'm a CCA lifetime member. All that $1,000 that I paid goes to the local.
954 stays here.
954.
Funny how I know that number.
You know the inside workings of this?
Because it's part that has to go to National for processing and support of the membership database and all the other things they do for us. All the great things they do for us administratively that we don't have to do locally, which is awesome.
Straight up.
For sure.
Cool. Had another fun text. Good morning, guys. Wayne, thanks for everything you've done for us fishermen. I was lucky enough to win the Sitka trip in the Star Tournament off of a single fish entry. If you have one tip for someone who's never fished in Alaska, what would it be? Thanks again. Can't wait for this year's Star Tournament. That's from John and Whittier.
Don't pack too much. You're going to need the space to bring stuff back.
That is a good tip.
Everybody learns that one. Don't overpack. Take layers. All the other equipment usually is done at the lodge or whatever. They have your boots and turnout gear and everything. So you don't overpack. Don't overthink it. It's about enjoying the environment. Take lots of pictures.
Yeah.
It's just magical.
Where is that trip to in Sitka?
I don't know.
Forget what it was.
I don't know.
Lodge.
My head.
Yeah, well, how cool, though, that, like you said, that's one fish. You know, a single fish entry, and John's going to Alaska because of that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Look at that.
That's cool.
There were a lot of people that had multiple entries.
Oh, there were fights over how many entries they could get in by certain groups, right? Especially the bass guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they did bass tournaments, and those guys all did catch photo, right? And submitted. And there was this, I had the top one, and I didn't get the top prize. It did work. Some of them did get prizes out of it.
And it was super easy to get it. You just download the app, and then you just submit your entries. It was super easy to do.
It's very easy.
Yeah. The measuring boards are available everywhere. We had a bunch at the tackle store. It was just an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations to Wayne. I met Wayne at some events, and the nicest guy in the world that has time to say hi, and what a cool guy. I went fishing with John Jensen, Channel Islands chapter president, and he was saying that there's been some success around the Northern Channel Islands, Anacapa, Santa Cruz, Santa Rosa, and, you know, there's more. But he was saying that it's looking like some of the MPAs, which are just, we got so many up here, are going to be modified to benefit sport anglers. He didn't say it was a done deal, but it's a possibility. You got any scoop on that?
That's absolutely true. It's a possibility. There are some petitions out there to try to open up additional fishing opportunities, mainly for pelagics. And if that happens, that'll open it up. It's not just the MPAs, but it also the National. They're pushing it at multiple levels, right? Because there's a National Sanctuary up there too. But there's a petition that's being floated right now. It's in play. We hope we're crossing our finger, knocking on wood, that we're going through that process and it could get accepted. Because there's different parts of what we're trying to do, right? A lot of the stuff that you see on MPAs has to do with bottom contact, habitat, and all of that. It should not have anything to do with, say, pelagics that fish on the top, and we should be able to float through there and fish those in many cases. We're not hurting anything.
What's the future for our California rockfish regulations? What do you foresee?
I see that it's going to go through its gyrations because there's a change of ideas in management, and right now we used to do everything in complexes, in other words, groupings of fish that congregate together in certain areas, right? And they're trying to break those apart right now. Well, that makes it much harder to manage because we don't necessarily have all that data at those levels. So until we can get that data populated, how do we manage at that level? So we're going to be, you know, playing whack-a-mole until we can get that settled out. There's a conversation going on between the feds and the state. The feds thinking that some of those species are inshore and they want to hand them to the state, good and bad. The state doesn't have any more money or resources to manage some of these species, so we're kind of cautious on that. So it's all fluid right now.
Awesome. Right. Well said. Hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations today. What a great show that was.
Yeah, it was really good.
Apparently yesterday.
And if
really
you missed
enjoyed
it,
that.
Be sure to check it out on YouTube and Facebook live or our YouTube channel. It's there now.
Yep,
so
you got it.
Also, this portion of the show is sponsored by Norsk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine uses, which is super important when you go lithium. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid collections, and longevity and reliability. Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery System allows you to monitor the health of your charging status on the app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak batteries, electric reel batteries, and more. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine and check out Norsk Lithium Batteries.
Hey, I just want to say to all of our texters, there were well over 100 texts that we were just not able to read today, and almost all of them said the same thing. Thanks, Wayne. Can't believe it. Appreciate you very much. So there was I just want to acknowledge the fact that we have limited time, but there were just such support for Wayne and all the hard work. And so thanks for everybody that texted today. Yeah. Wish we could have read every one of those
for
on
sure.
the air. There was
for
a lot
sure.
of accolades.
Well, I'll read this one from Matt in Apple Valley. Good morning, guys. Great show. All of us at CCA fundraisers, all of the CCA fundraisers, does Wayne have a favorite? And
ooh.
Is there one on the horizon?
Yeah, what's your favorite
you're
fundraiser?
Wow. We've gotten done so many. And what the thing is that I keep telling the chapters, make them fun. Make them different, right? Whether we did a crawfish boils or the
apps and taps,
the golf tournament at Orange County is a fun
one. Golf tournaments are fun. They're just fun. And then we did a casino nights in Orange County and up in Channel Islands.
Well, this tequila tasting one sounds fun.
Exactly. So it's hard to say because I just want to go out and have fun, and I want to make sure that people come out and have fun. We used to do the monthly seminars out, and we're trying to get those going again. That's the Angler's Night Out. So they're all fun. And I you know, to pick one out of all of them, I really can't do. They're all. I want to make sure they're all fun.
So give us. Do you have a list of the ones coming up here in the next few months?
I don't. I was looking
you
for that.
Just go to CCACalifornia.org.
He's retired, bro.
That's right. Well, no, he's got a couple days left.
Chris Arrechidera.
I'm kidding.
So just go to CCACalifornia.org. They have
go to the website
page.
Yeah.
And just click on the events page. But there's that one coming up, the tequila tasting in
Carlsbad. Yeah, that should be up there, and then Facebook and Instagram also.
Yeah, they do, but every chapter has an event. I know
they have to have at least one banquet a year, but we ask them to do more.
Apps and Taps is again happening in San Diego in May.
May.
So I think May 18th, something like that. And then LA chapter is going to have another event. I think they'll do the barbecue again.
Yeah, they've been doing the barbecue up in Compton Hunting and Gun Club. And then we have, you know, all the other, they're working it out with Chris and Tony right now on what they're going to do. I have not seen the final calendar.
Yeah.
But yes, just watch our calendar on ccacalifornia.org, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and you know, the news will be up there. The events will be up there.
Great job. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves $100 to Cal's Custom Built Reels, as well as one of those fantastic photographs from Michael Seawald. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out who's got that great prize again, $100 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Built Reels, as well as the Seawald Photo Gallery, your choice of over 120 photos from Seawald.com. If you want to check that out, check Seawald, Seewald.com. See some amazing images. Wayne, do us the honors. Okay, we have a caller today. Congratulations, Steve in Encinitas. You have got yourself that gift certificate and that awesome photo.
Yeah, congratulations. And thanks, again, like Ricky said, all our texters and all of our callers. Phones were absolutely solid. People couldn't get through on phones, couldn't get through a text. But, yeah, just fantastic. So thanks, Wayne, for all you do. And I'm sure we'll see you around.
Oh, I'll be around.
Yeah, join CCA California. Hey, want to take this note to thank from Sports Grid, our good buddy JP, who's on the phones. This will be our last show with him and last row of Sports Grid. Thanks to Sports Grid, Mike, and all the great people at Sports Grid. We sure appreciate all they did. And the great people, Andre Charas at 1090 AM. Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. We're back on The Fan. Yes, indeed. 97.3 The Fan will be here 7 and 9 AM Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Al Clowers, local fishing guide, and Valerie Hopefrich on Sunday from Queen Charlotte Safari. Don't forget, the Let's Talk Hookup app will have both hours Saturday and Sunday and YouTube and Facebook Live. So we'll see you then right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.